USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of CNN says there was never an imminent threat to employees of the news network after the arrest of a soldier accused of a bombing plot that was targeting it. CNN President Jeff Zucker sending an email to employees saying they were never in any danger and that the company's security team actively monitors situations like that one on a daily basis. Army soldier Jarrett William Smith, accused of discussing a bomb attack against a major U.S. news network, and reports are that CNN was the target. After initially planning to skip it, President Trump did make a brief stop to a U.N. climate change summit yesterday.
We have the cleanest air, we have the cleanest water, cleaner than it's ever been before in our country, and I like clean air and I like clean water.
Then at another event, he described religious persecution as a wound on all humanity. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Talks between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors are to continue today as the strike enters day 9. The workers are striking over better pay and the preservation of existing health care plans. President Trump reportedly ordered a hold on military aid to Ukraine a week before a phone call in which he asked the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son. That's according to the Washington Post. Vice President Mike Pence says that request of the Ukrainian president had nothing to do with the aid.
The American people can be confident in this congratulatory call that the president spoke about issues that are of interest to American taxpayers, notably corruption, but there was no quid pro quo.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Antonio Brown says now that he won't be playing in the NFL anymore, he's going back to his former college, Central Michigan, to take classes. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
World leaders at the UN summit on climate change targeted for criticism by a teenage Swedish activist.
They were reprimanded by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg of Sweden.
You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Many of the world leaders are trying to determine the best methods to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence scores a first over the weekend. This story involves his security detail. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the report now from Washington, D.C.
Michigan's picturesque Mackinac Island has prohibited motor vehicles since 1898, except for snowmobiles and emergency and service vehicles. Vice President Mike Pence took an 8-vehicle motorcade to the island's Grand Hotel for a speech to a Republican leadership conference on Saturday. He'd flown to Michigan, he took a helicopter to the small island airport, and then transferred to the vehicles which had been brought in by boat the night before, the Detroit Free Press calling it the first ever motorcade on the island. Some on social media called it a big mistake. When President Gerald Ford visited the island in 1975, he traveled by horse-drawn carriage. But those defending Pence note that security is much more of an issue now. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.